Just under an hour ago, Pope Benedict greeted the participants of a Mass celebrated by Cardinal Camillo Ruini in St. Peter's Basilica. The Mass was marking the World Day of the Sick, which is commemorated today. The Pope reminded those in attendance, many of them sick and infirm themselves, that the poor and the small among us are the favorites of God. He reminded them of the mystery of suffering, which is joined to Christ. His words echoed those he said earlier in the day in St. Peter's Square before reciting the Angelus.
È necessario sostenere lo sviluppo di cure palliative.
During his Angelus, the Pope called for the development of palliative care that is holistic, which gives terminally ill people the human support and spiritual aid that they so badly need. The 11th of February is the World Day of the Sick and comes on the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes, the French shrine which is credited with several miraculous healings. The Pope said that an even more profound miracle occurs in Lourdes, because when the sick pilgrims go there, they are in a position to listen to the Most Holy Mary and are encouraged to accept their sufferings and to offer them for the salvation of the world by uniting them with those of the crucified Christ. The Pope also sent greetings to Seoul, Korea, where this year's major commemoration of the World Day of the Sick is occurring. The president of the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Health Care, Cardinal Javier Lozano Barragan, is representing the Pope at this event. Before leaving for Korea, the cardinal spoke to Vatican Radio about this year's theme.
It's very important because it's the test of every religion, how to make a point of solution to the biggest problem of the pain, of the suffering, of the illness, of the death. And the meaning of that is to arrive to the very, very end, the very limit of the human existence. And how to answer that? Only with the cross of Christ. Christ is risen, okay, but through his death in cross.